The Juneau Public Library System is collecting Alaska Native stories on educational experiences as part of an oral history project. In this edited interview, Leonora Florendo speaks with her mother, 88-year-old Nora Marks Dauenhauer, who left school in sixth grade but went on to become a prominent Tlingit scholar, poet, and writer. She's published many books with her late husband, Richard Dauenhauer, as well as her own.
Did you go to school in Douglas?
Yes. I went to Douglas School after I was in fourth grade, I think. We got bussed over from Juneau. And I got picked up at the end of the bridge, and we were taken over to Douglas.
And the school is where the Montessori school is now. That was the government school.
These teachers were paranoid. They're afraid that my hair might have bugs. So they sprayed every one of our hair and clothes with kerosene. And at sixth grade, I dropped out. That was no good for me. You know, it does something for your self-esteem, being a kid and having somebody spray you because you might be full of bugs, although I didn't have any.
I know that you worked as a fish slimer, as a shrimp picker, a crab shaker, because I've done those.
Chambermaid.
At the Baranoff. Oh, and you did housekeeping for people in the community?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I went from house to house.
You taught at Juneau High School for a while. You were teaching Tlingit.
Yes. There was 14 in my class. Two of them were non-Tlingit. They still come and say hello and we talk.
And they let you go because you were certified.
I got halfway through the school teaching. And then I got called by the principal, and he told me that I am no longer going to teach. That was it.
You got your GED before Cy graduated from high school.
I went to GED because working with the high school kids, I discovered that I need help.
And then you went to college?
I majored in anthropology, and some students asked me, what are you going to do with anthropology? Are you going to study yourself? And that's exactly what I did. I worked on my language. People thought of Tlingit as being simple. And your stepdad, Dauenhauer, discovered it's one of the hardest languages he's ever encountered. Dick and I have numerous books. I haven't counted lately.
That was Nora Marks Dauenhauer speaking with her daughter, Leonora Florendo, at the Juneau Public Library. Their conversation was recorded as part of the National Oral History Project, StoryCorps.